Hello and welcome to this edition of Everyday Carry Christian. I'm Pastor Steve. Thank you for tuning in. And if this episode is a blessing to you, please share it with somebody. Just tap a share and let someone else know about this program. When I was young, our family would sometimes go down to the local park right next to the river. There were a lot of baseball fields and soccer fields. There was an old professional baseball stadium down there. And we'd go back to the back corner at one of the small little league fields that was kind of abandoned. And I remember a lot of times we would take our little red bow and our arrows. One of those long, slender fiberglass bows. Some of you know what I'm talking about. It's like a beginner bow. And we would practice shooting our arrows against the flood wall. So not just any old park, it had an 80-foot mounded dirt behind it. That was the flood wall, keeping the water of the Ohio River away from homes whenever there would be floods. And so it was a great surface to practice as just young little guys shooting those arrows. Well, in our passage, we have some arrows that we're going to find. There's also another great word picture about not having our feet tied up and trying to run or trying to walk or get somewhere. And so today's everyday carry truth, a thriving skill for our soul, would be not only to not trip, like we'll see here in just a moment, but to really take a real purposeful aim at keeping wisdom as a central part of our life. And so it requires some aiming on our part. Not too high, not too low, not to the right, not to the left, but just straight down the middle, like an archer and someone participating in archery. So let's read in Proverbs 4, beginning verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. We recall from last time in the previous verses of this chapter that when we live by wisdom, a lot of things that are bad things that could happen to us are avoided. And as a result, we have a longer life in many cases because we're living by wisdom. Now, if someone else is unwise, that could affect the lifespan that we have as well. But when it comes to our own decisions, you can preserve your life a little bit longer by living with wisdom. And he says here to hear, that's the word shema, famous Hebrew word, shema or shema, to listen with intent to act. And he says receive, it means to take or to accept. So let's hear these words. Let's continue. I have taught thee, this is Solomon, I have taught thee in a way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. Right paths, that word has to do with straight or upright. This is the right way to go. If you follow this path, you'll get to where you need to be. It's like following the directions the right way and arriving at your destination. And that word taught, that's the word that we're talking about for arrows, bows and arrows. The word taught means to throw or to shoot. Archers would use this term, yara, and they would use this term about shooting those arrows. And they would guide the arrows to hit their mark, to hit their target. And Solomon is saying, you need to take the words that I'm saying, the knowledge that I'm giving you, apply it to your heart. Let it be aimed right at your heart, and then you'll have wisdom. And so our everyday carry truth is aim that wisdom or that knowledge right at your heart so that you can have God's wisdom. He continues, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. The word straightened means to tie or to bind. Think about when officers will arrest somebody. Sometimes now they'll even put zip ties around their ankles. And if those suspects would get up and try to go, well, they can't. They would trip. They would fall because of that. And he says, you don't want to do that. If you take wisdom, you're not just going to have your feet tied up where you can't run. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. He continues, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her. Remember that word? To guard it, to protect it. For she is thy life. Take hold fast, he says. Take fast hold means a firm grip, a strong grip. Let's get a strong grip on wisdom. Let's aim knowledge to our heart That way we have God's wisdom, and then when we're running through life, and we're all going somewhere, he says, when you goest, I mean, we're all going somewhere, you're not going to fall down.